This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 809, 3 winning ways to level up your IELTS vocabulary.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What is the best way to learn IELTS vocabulary? You need to keep a notebook. Today, you'll get 3 vital tips for turning that notebook into your vocabulary success.
Hey, Jessica, what is up?
Well, I'm dealing with some dog stuff.
Yeah.
Our listeners might know that we got a new little dog, Dixie, and now I have to hire a dog trainer to come and like a dog behavioralist to come work with us and our dogs.
Oh, well, it'll be a good investment. It'll be good. Yeah,
totally. Dogs are- yeah. Did you know there was like degrees in canine psychology? Like,
no,
it's crazy.
That's new to me. That's pretty cool. Well, I mean, in this culture, in American culture, we treat our dogs like our kids, right? So it makes sense that in the US there would be a degree for that.
And it's totally generational too. Like when my mom comes to visit stuff, she's like, we never took our dogs for walks. Like they had a yard, obviously, so they would let their dogs out in the yard. But like, it didn't used to be a thing. Like every day, get outside with your dogs, make sure they are mentally stimulated as well as physically stimulated. Like there's so many expectations now of being a dog owner, which is good. So like we want them to be healthy, but like,
oof. Yeah. But if you go back even one more generation, I mean, I remember my grandmother, when she used to live with us, we had cats. And every time the cat would walk into her room, she'd say, get that barn animal out of here.
Oh, funny.
So yeah, that's our attitudes towards animals and house pets have changed a lot over the last 100 years or so.
Oh my gosh, like drastically. There have been monumental shifts in the way we view our pets. There you go.
We love that word today.
Lindsay and I had an awesome conversation that will be on the All Ears English side in the beginning of January.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
so
right.
Stay tuned for that, guys. So much good vocab and conversation and ideas on that side, guys. If you're not a subscriber to All Ears English, you are missing out in your IELTS preparation.
Yeah, go over and search for the All Ears English podcast and look for the yellow. It'll come up, guys. But I am so excited, Jessica, because yesterday I spent a few hours preparing Isabella's success story, and it's coming out on YouTube, on the IELTS Energy TV YouTube channel. It should be out right now. So
awesome. Yes. Oh my gosh. Lindsay, what were Isabella's scores?
Oh, that is a good question. So you're going to catch me off guard, but I do think her reading score went up to, was it an 8.5? I'm going to have to pull it up here. Let me see. So she moved her.
I recorded this a while ago. Isabella got an 8, first of all. Like, that's
8
amazing.
Overall. That's right.
8 overall. So she got 8 on listening, 8.5 on reading, 7.5 in speaking and writing, even higher than what she needed. And she did that to immigrate to Canada, just like a lot of you guys.
Amazing.
This is your goal, right? So definitely, guys, subscribe to our YouTube channel and check out that video about Isabella. There's some great tips in there, guys.
Yeah. And I mean, what she did is what a lot of you guys want to do, right? So she moved her writing from a 6.5 to a 7.5, right?
Yes.
So that is huge. I mean, that's exactly what our course helps you do. So definitely go and watch her success story, hear her voice, listen to her advice, and then go and feel inspired by that. That's huge.
Totally. I love it. Oh, there's so many ways to learn IELTS from us, you guys. The best is obviously in 3 keys IELTS, though, right, Lindsay?
Of course. But one way to get started, guys, a really cool thing you could do is you can take our score estimator quiz, right? You can go to allearsenglish.com/myscore, answer 7 questions. questions and get your estimated band score, and you'll get started on your way to getting that high score, to increasing that score from a 6.5 to a 7.5, for example.
Right. That is the perfect first step, you guys. It takes 2 minutes. Yes. 2 minutes of your time. And from that very brief glimpse of 2 minutes, guys, you get not only your estimated IELTS band score, and I know some of you are like, how can you know that in 2 minutes? Because I have been teaching IELTS for, let's see, 15, 16 years. I was an IELTS examiner for 14 years. I know IELTS like the back of my hand. I designed this quiz, you guys. So get your estimated band score. And then you also get resources that I also designed that are just for your level.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. So guys, one more time, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Okay, awesome. Super cool. So we had a question from a Facebook student, right? A student in our course in Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he sent an email as well. This is a great question. And if you're a Three Keys student, you might also have this question. Yes. This is about the vocab notebook. All right, so guys, you know you need a vocabulary notebook, but there are so many different possibilities and options for how to do that, right? There is a specific lesson about the vocab notebook in the course, guys. So look at the bonus section. The lesson is there. But we're going to give you guys 3 tips today on what you should do to make a good vocab notebook.
Yes, I love this. All right, so let's dive into the tips then. Let's just go for it, right? So what would be the first tip for our listeners in terms of the vocab notebook?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are tired of studying IELTS by yourself, not having a good teacher, not having people that you can ask questions to, not having the most supportive community around you for IELTS, then get into the Three Keys community, guys. Check it out now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. As soon as you join, say hello in the Facebook group. See you in there. Yeah, cool. So this is a direct answer to the student's question. The student was like, do I have to finish this vocab notebook like all at once? I've spent 3 hours on it and I'm so confused and I'm not finished. And I'm like, whoa. No.
No.
Guys, do not do it all at once. This is meant to be a continuous process.
Yes.
Right? So it is a dynamic process. It's something that is always sort of on your mind that you're reviewing, right? Mm. So this is meant to be added to throughout your IELTS preparation. I would say a good rule is no more than 5 words per week. Like your goal should be to add 3 to 5 new words to that vocab notebook in a week.
Right, for sure. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to do it all at one time because over the course of your study plan, whether it's a 30-day plan or the 60-day plan, you're going to be learning new words, right? You're going to be exposing yourself to an English environment, listening to the radio, watching TV, working on your overall fluency. So you're going to be finding new words. So it doesn't, of course, it's going to happen over time.
Yeah, for sure. And if you're following our Three Keys study plan, it's all there for you, right? Like we tell you what podcast to listen to, when, what to read, do this article, check out this website. So it's all there, guys. You don't have to worry about it. As you go through the system that we've designed, you will be learning all this new vocabulary.
Yes, I love that. All right. Okay. So the tip here is adding 3 to 5 words per week into our vocabulary notebook, right, Jessica?
Exactly. Okay. So that's the first rule, guys. Because we can't learn 100 new words. So don't stress yourself out. It's not going to do any good. The next tip is when you add them to your vocabulary notebook, use them in a sentence immediately. That is part of what you are writing down in that entry. So you write the definition, right? And then use it in your own sentence. But a sentence that you would use on IELTS in speaking or writing.
Yeah, because you have to see yourself. You have to make it your own, right? Otherwise, it just remains kind of a word in the dictionary that you have no connection to. Preferably, this sentence should have to do with your life because I think that makes it more interesting for us.
Connect to it. Make it personal. Exactly. I mean, shoot, if you sit down and like look at a page from a dictionary and copy that whole page on another piece of paper, you didn't learn any of those words. Like that's
right.
you're practicing your handwriting. Like that's it. So guys, like you have to connect to it and make it personal or it's worthless. It's just a thing that you don't understand, that doesn't mean anything to you. So I like this idea of the sentence that you write down, guys, should be about you, something that you really think, that you would really say, or that you really remember.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So now that we've got that sentence written down that is personal, it means something to us, maybe we'll think of it later in the day, we'll reflect on it, we'll remember it. Then we're going to go online, right, Jessica? And what are we going to look for?
Well, actually, before, yes. I thought you were getting to our bonus tip.
Oh, the bonus tip.
That's also online. Okay. No. So step three, guys, Google it. Do a search, guys. Just put in the word, maybe click on that news tab so you see it in the most recent news articles. But as you are seeing it in context, in three or four instances, call back to our episode last week, in three or four different instances, notice the collocation. Is there a preposition that goes with this word either before or after it? Does it usually go in a phrase with a certain noun? Like the word monumental, it's often used to describe decisions. This collocation is so common, to make a monumental decision, that if you notice that's a collocation, just use that whole phrase. Learn that chunk. Don't just learn the word by itself.
Yeah, that is so much better. And this is going to help you to sound like you really have mastery of the language. Because what happens is when you use disjointed words in weird ways, you don't get those vocabulary points, right? Because it doesn't make any sense. You don't show that fluency you need to show.
Exactly, guys. If you're taking risks and like pushing yourself and just trying so hard to use big words, I guarantee you, you're not using all of them correctly, right? Yeah. Like when we're pushing ourselves that hard and you're using a word for the sake of the word, like, oh, this is a great word, I'm going to throw it in. It loses its meaning. We're not using it correctly. It doesn't sound right. These words have to be right to get that band 7 or higher. You can't just like throw them in willy-nilly.
And I'm pretty sure that examiners can spot that a mile away.
Oh my gosh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. There's in personal coach sessions sometimes, like after we finish the mock speaking test, I'll be like, this is what I think is happening in your brain. Like you are worried about that vocab score so much that you are just focused on like, okay, I want to use these two words, and you're just forcing it and it doesn't work. Right. Yeah. And they're like, yes, you're right. I was doing that. So yes, examiners know what's happening.
Yeah. And I think this is such an important point, because I think a lot of our listeners may have gotten educated in English in an environment that encourages this kind of learning, right? Because you didn't necessarily have exposure to the real language. It's not your fault. It's just you were maybe taught by a non-native English teacher, right? Yeah. And maybe they didn't fully understand the use of the word. So you learned it in a very like disjointed, conceptual way, but not on a visceral level. So that has to stop if you want to get a 7 or higher, because that's the definition of a 7 student, right, Jessica?
Exactly. Someone that's getting it, that is moving away from the student aspect of it, right? Yeah. Exactly. So like Lindsay said, guys, you've studied English for years at this point, right? Mm-hmm. But the way that we've learned vocabulary is in isolation. It's just a word by itself. So that doesn't work. That's why you're like, I know that I'd memorized all these words, but why can't I use them?
Right.
And that's the answer, because they're in isolation and that's not how language works. So this third step of adding this collocation, using it in a sentence, personalizing it, that's what helps you actually learn the vocabulary.
Yes. And so those are the three tips. But guys, I'm so excited about the bonus tip, because this is where it all comes together.
Yes.
And, you know, this is why our Facebook group adds so much value to our course. Right? And any course should connect you in a Facebook group so that you can carry out this bonus tip. What is the bonus tip, Jessica?
Share your words with an IELTS community. Yes. Our IELTS community, our Three Keys community, is so strong. Because you know what? Like, it's a lifetime membership to our Facebook group, guys. Yeah. You get 6 months access to the course. That's correct. Mm-hmm. But a lifetime membership to our Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And there are students in there that I see posts and comments from that I know like are done with the test, but they're still active in the group, supporting each other, giving advice to other students who are about to take the exam.
Yeah.
It's just amazing, guys. So here is the bonus tip. Lindsay, if people are a member of our Facebook group, what should they do?
Okay, so you've got your words. We want you to take maybe two or three words that you have for that week. We want you to post it with your sample sentence, right, that means something to you, and then challenge your classmates to make up their own sentences, right? So you're going to generate a list of 20, 25 sample sentences from everyone. This is like a group think, right? group share of brainstorming together. Then everyone will get to share those examples.
Oh, I love it. And I mean, either Aubrey or I, right, IELTS experts, we check that stuff. So we can look at your original post, guys.
Yes.
Okay? We're not going to correct all the example sentences, all right? Like that is a brainstorming exercise for you guys. Mm-hmm. But we can look at your original post and tell you if you're using the word correctly or not.
Definitely. Definitely. I love that bonus. So guys, this is why the connection piece is so important. And it's such an important part of our course. And it should be a part of your practice. So if you are on your own out in the world of the internet, struggling by yourself, then join our course so you can have that connection piece.
Yes, guys, it's everything. It's so vital to have that support. I mean, we talked about how learning vocabulary in isolation doesn't work, like learning a word by itself. Studying in isolation also doesn't work because you can't teach yourself what you don't know. There's only so far you could get with using random quizzes. And I don't know what you guys are doing if you're just surfing for IELTS, because there are thousands of websites and half of them don't even have good information. So guys, get into a system you can trust that you know gets people nines on reading and overall eights. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. There are three options, guys. Choose the one that is best for you.
All right. And we will see you guys there. And Jessica, thanks for hanging out and talking about vocabulary. It's my favorite topic.
Talking vocab. Me too. Yes. We're such like word nerds. I love
totally.
It.
Totally.
All right, Lindsay. Enjoy the rest of your week.
I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.